Welcome to the Central Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir's English podcast. Press release. The rulers of Pakistan, Trump's men, abduct the Shabab of Hizb ut-Tahrir to secure the surrender of Palestine. Trump's, quote, favorite field marshal, Asim Munir, has responded with tyranny to the powerful campaign of Hizb ut-Tahrir in Wilaya, Pakistan, in which it demands the immediate mobilization of Pakistan's armed forces to liberate Palestine. The thugs of Asim Munir have abducted five advocates from Lahore, Karachi, and Peshawar, and their whereabouts remain unknown. The tyranny of Asim Munir is expected. Asim Munir is unable to act, let alone think, outside of Trump's directives in any issue, whether regarding Gaza, Kashmir, Afghanistan, or the huge mineral resources of Pakistan. The current Trump directive for Gaza is, quote, peace through strength, which means forceful suppression of any resistance to the surrender of most of the blessed land of Palestine to the Jewish entity under Trump's plan, the Abrahamic Accords. So Asim Munir mobilized against Hizb ut-Tahrir, just as the other agents of colonialism in the Muslim world did, including Jordan and Lebanon most recently. O Muslims of Pakistan, the Pure Land, we, the Shabab, members of Hizb ut-Tahrir, assure you that we will not abandon the Dawah to Islam by the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For a quarter of a century in Pakistan, we have faced many tyrants, from Musharraf to Asim Munir, enduring multiple campaigns of harassment, arrests, torture, and abduction. We persist patiently because we adhere to the methodology of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam for change. We strive to emulate the patience of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who was pelted by Abu Lahab with stones, causing his ankles and hamstring to bleed, just after he proclaimed to the people, Ya ayyuhan nas, qulu la ilaha illallah tuflihu. O people, say there is no God but Allah, and you shall be successful. We strive to emulate the patience of Yasir radiallahu anhu, who witnessed the martyrdom of his parents, regarding whom Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Sabran ala Yasir, fa inna maw'idukum al-jannah. Have patience, O family of Yasir, for indeed your abode is the Jannah. And we persist patiently, assured that after the rule of tyranny and oppression, there is the Khilafah Caliphate on the method of prophethood. Ahmad narrated that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, ثُمَّ تَكُونُ مُلْكًا جَبْرِيَّةً فَتَكُونُ مَا شَاءَ اللَّهَ أَن تَكُونَ ثُمَّ يَرْفَعُهَا إِذَا شَاءَ أَن يَرْفَعَهَا ثُمَّ تَكُونُ خِلَافَةً عَلَى مِنْهَاجِ النُّبُوَّةِ. Then there will be the rule of tyrannical force, and things will be as Allah wishes them to be. Then Allah will end it when He wishes, and then there will be a Khilafah, Caliphate, on the methodology of the Prophethood. Indeed, it is the Sunnah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to test Muslims before extending them Nasr, victory. So stand with us, beside us, behind us, and in front of us, in raising the word of truth before tyrants. O officers of Pakistan's armed forces, it is well known to you that Hizb ut-Tahrir does not bear weapons, despite all the tyranny it has faced for over seven decades throughout the Muslim world. Thus, Hizb ut-Tahrir strictly follows the example of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who limited himself in Mecca to the da'wah and did not undertake any material military actions until he sallallahu alaihi wasallam made hijrah, when the people of the second pledge of Aqaba asked him sallallahu alaihi wasallam for permission to fight the people of Mina with swords. He sallallahu alaihi wasallam answered them by saying, Lam nu'mar bidhalik. We have not been ordered to do that yet. Now, while we, the Shabab of Hizb ut-Tahrir, do not bear weapons, we do demand that you, the people of weapons, power, and strength, to extend your nusra, military support, for the reestablishment of the Khilafah, Caliphate, on the method of prophethood. Our demand is in accordance to the methodology of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam personally met the men of war, fire and steel, and demanded from them the nusra, military support, for the tamkeen, establishment of the deen. He sallallahu alaihi wasallam sought the strong, discerning, material capability in detail, asking, فَهَلْ عِنْدَ قَوْمِكَ مِنْ مَنَعَةٍ. Do your people have military strength? Thus he, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, met many tribes, including Banu Kalb, Banu Hanifa, Banu Amr ibn Sa'sa', Banu Kinda, and Banu Shayban. He, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, persisted in this methodology patiently until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted success. The Ansar, radiallahu anhum, granted the Nusra, and the Islamic state of Medina was established. So despite all the tyranny we face, we will persist in demanding that you grant Nusra, military support, for the reestablishment of the ruling by all that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed. As for you, take care in your response, lest we bear witness against you before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the Day of Judgment. Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir in Wilaya, Pakistan.